The show where everything is a laughing matter. Laughing matters. Come join us for some giggles, some chuckles, some poopahs.
Laughing matters.
Laughing matters.
Laughing matters.
And now to the show.
Hello and welcome to the show, Laughing Matters, a show with two purposes. One, to find matters to laugh at. Two, to remind you that laughing matters. I am your host, Ryan McLemore, and I'm also joined by...
Tabitha McConnell.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, love.
How you doing?
I'm very tired.
You're tired?
It's time for bed. That's what I say.
We just started the show.
It's bedtime.
No.
Night-night.
We can't go to bed.
Sleepy night-night time.
We have a job to do.
Fine.
Especially since this is our second episode.
Number two?
Number two.
Maybe we shouldn't say number two.
You're a number two.
That doesn't sound good. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Squishy. So, The way the show works, folks, is we scour the internet looking for stories, news articles, reports, stuff. Anything that is worthy to laugh at.
Like your face?
Rude. Hello, I was in the middle of a sentence.
That was the beginning of mine.
No.
Whatever.
Going back to my spiel about how this show works, our goal is to get you to laugh. Giggles, chuckles, blah, blah, blah. Laughter is important.
And I'm telling you, if they could see your face, they'd laugh.
Woman, I will throw something at you.
Bring it on.
Ay, 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 ay. Speaking of number twos, that kind of brings us to our first article. You wanna tell them a little bit about what it's about?
Not really, but if you ask me to, I guess I can. It's Australia... Wow. Yeah, see, this is why it's bedtime. I'm slurring my words, and I haven't even had a drink tonight. Wow.
I will do it then, apparently, since you are impaired at the moment.
I'm impaired. I'm tired. My brain's not working.
Astrology may determine your bathroom habits, specifically with number two.
Maybe that's why you go so frequently.
Well, the article actually talks about not necessarily your habits, but more so your behavior in the bathroom. I just thought it was kind of funny.
What do you mean by your behavior in the bathroom? You're going to the bathroom. You're doing one of two things.
So, for instance, it says that Tauruses are supposedly homebodies who prefer to wait until they get home to drop a deuce. While loud and proud Leos allegedly announced their bathroom business to the world.
Yeah, I'm a Taurus. I wait till I get home.
So I'll read exactly what it says, and yours is the fancy pants.
Of course.
With a desire to live in the lap of luxury, Tauruses are the first ones to opt for the bidet and are even willing to hold it in until they can go in the comfort of their own home.
A bidet, really?
A bidet, yeah. You know, the water fountain for your butthole.
I know, that's why I'm saying, oh no. I'm a Taurus. I do not prefer anything going there. That's exit only. First off, that is for going only. Number two. And yes, I do prefer to wait till I get home, so I agree with that. What about you, Mr. Libra?
Well, I'm the peace seeker.
Oh, Lord.
Says, while Libras like the company of a bathroom buddy, they prefer to take care of business in a quiet atmosphere, preferably with a book in hand.
Or their phone.
Well, yeah, a lot of people read stuff on their phone. There's a lot of other ones that I thought were funny. For instance, the Sagittarius, the adventurer, fearless. A Sagittarius will be the first to pop a squat or pull over on the side of the road to do their business. They try and take the taboo out of using the bathroom and live by the motto, it's human nature. Embrace it.
Let's see, what would be Let's see. Let's do our kids. So let's do a Leo and an Aquarius. Let's see what their habits are like since we know what their habits are.
Well, the Leo, the loud and proud.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
When Leos have to go, the whole world knows about it. They also take their sweet time taking care of business and have no shame in spending extra time looking in the mirror, even with a crowd.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely our son. He will sit in there with no problem for
it's like
good
his half. Damn lazy boy recliner. Toilets are not that comfortable, dude.
He likes it, though. It's his peace time. That's what he calls it. It's his peace time.
His peace time?
His peace time.
Dude, if he wants peace time, go sit in the room and take a nap.
He there's no peace there. His sister's there. Come on. Let's think about that one. Let's do the Aquarius. Let's do the other half to him.
All right. She is the...
Uh-oh.
Technical difficulties. Don't... No!
Really.
Enough with your really.
Really?
Really want to zig-a-zig.
All right, Mr. Spice Girl over there.
It just popped in my head.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's basically telling him how old you are when you can sing that song.
Hey, it's better than dead air. So anyways, the Aquarius is the earth lover. With an eco-friendly attitude, Aquarius makes sure that bathroom habits don't harm the environment. They are conservative flushers and prefer to use the recycled toilet paper.
Oh no, that's not our daughter. She needs soft toilet paper. Because she complains when she goes up to her grandma's house. It's only one ply because they have a well. So it doesn't go into that. It goes into a well. So she can't get the soft wipe.
It goes into a well?
Mm-hmm. My mom has a well on their property.
Don't you mean...
They don't have a sewer system.
They don't have... No. A septic tank. They're shitting
tank.
Into the well.
All right, my bad.
You don't want to drink that water!
Okay, like I said, I'm tired. I told you night-night time.
No,
you don't listen.
No, night-night time.
It's night-night time.
No.
You always tell me no. It's not nice.
No.
When do I get a yes?
To move on to the next topic!
Yay! Oh, Lord. Fine.
So, kind of, sort of, similar. I don't know. Okay. For any of you that match any of those, do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know. We'll give you our email address at the end of the show, and you can tell us, you're full of crap. No pun intended. Or, that's totally right. When I go to the bathroom, I do whatever.
And so, we'll post the rest online, too.
Yeah. We'll post it to our Instagram. That is the Laughing Matters Show.
The show? The show must go on. Or maybe later.
It continues. We're doing it right now.
I told you. Fine. We're going to move on to my topic. Yes, we are.
No.
Yes.
I don't want you.
You sound too much like a girl there. Stop that. That's a little confusing for me.
Trying to.
Anyways, next topic for
what?
Me. For me. Deal with it. Shh. Be quiet.
You shush.
Look pretty.
I always do. Now shut up and talk.
One I came across, which happened to just be at work, too, when I came across it.
Across it.
You leave me alone, or I'll wash you next.
You're not even from the South!
Yeah. Whatever you say. Anyways, came across the article where this woman, she ended up going into her doctor's office because she said she was having pains in her tongue and she noticed
her
it.
Her tongue?
Her tongue. The That's tongue in your mouth.
No, really?
Really?
I know where the tongue is. I'm confirming it was her tongue.
Yes.
Okay, her tongue.
Anyways, went into her doctor because she said her tongue was sore.
Why is your tongue sore?
Be quiet and I'll tell you. And she noticed that it was swollen a little bit.
All right.
So the doctor went in and he noticed something odd on her tongue and he goes, you know, we're going to schedule you for surgery. This doesn't look right. So they go in.
They didn't do any tests or anything. Just, I'm going to look at it and go, I'm going to cut that open.
They said there was like a black spot in her tongue, but they couldn't tell what it was.
Okay.
And it looked like it was infected. So they wanted to basically go in. Cut her tongue open, and this is what they did. Cut her tongue open, and basically whatever was infected to take it out.
Uh-huh.
That way it don't burst in her mouth and go into her bloodstream and kill her from being septic. So when they went in and they cut her tongue open, a cockroach crawled out of her tongue. Come to find out, about 3 weeks to a month earlier, she was licking her envelope to seal it. When she did, she cut her tongue. Apparently, cockroaches are known to lay their eggs in that little part.
What? What?
Yes. I looked this up online because I was like, what? A cockroach? Really? How fake is this? Didn't believe it. So I researched it a little bit further, and they are actually known to lay their eggs in there. So,
just when you thought anthrax was the worst thing possible.
Exactly.
No anthrax, we've got cockroaches.
I'm sitting at my desk reading this, and I kind of freak out, and my boss is like, what, what's going on? And I'm like, oh my God, you have to read the story real quick.
Okay.
She read the story, and she goes, yeah, that is pretty disgusting. I said, no, what's worse is I just licked three envelopes. That needed to be mailed off. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I was like,
Instant paranoia.
Yeah, I went into the bathroom. I'm like,
you went into the bathroom?
Scrubbing my tongue with hot water and my fingernails because that's all I have at work. I don't have a toothbrush. And I'm scrubbing my tongue and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to watch out for this in the next couple of days to make sure my tongue don't swell because I have a tongue ring. So I totally went paranoid on that one.
You dork.
But it was disgusting. It just, like, it was almost like I was supposed to read it at that moment in time because I had just gotten done, finished licking three envelopes. So from now on, my boss has actually today, she showed me, she bought me the envelopes where you can peel the tape off and just press it down. Because I told her I refuse to lick any more envelopes since I'm the one who sends all the mail out.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, it still kind of makes my stomach turn now that I think I've licked three envelopes. I'm like, I really hope I don't have no cockroaches in my tongue.
No cockroaches?
No cockroaches.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, they are living in your tongue. Do 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 do.
Remember, you kiss me.
Not with that mouth, I don't.
You lie.
I don't know cockroach babies.
You said you wanted kids. You didn't say how.
Oh, gross.
I don't like it. No.
Well, we got some kind of gross topics today.
I know. A little bit. It's getting close to Halloween. Maybe that's it.
It could be. We should totally do a Halloween episode. Like, weird shit that happens on Halloween that's funny.
That would be cool. Especially since we're both really into Halloween.
Yeah.
That's our holiday.
It is a new.
Who needs Thanksgiving? Who needs Christmas? Who needs New Year's? Let's just celebrate Halloween four times a year.
Well, we're gonna shift gears here. We're gonna talk something a little bit different. Kind of almost ties into our first topic of the astrology poop habit deal. There were some guys in, I think it was Kentucky, that. This happens to everybody. I'm sure you've butt dialed someone by accident.
Normally boob dialed, but okay.
Inadvertently call someone without actually dialing their number.
Yes, my boobs get lonely, so they like to call people.
How are you? Why don't they talk to each other? Anyways.
They don't get along.
Kentucky police, Kentucky 911. 911.
911.
Yeah, of all the numbers you could butt dial.
You dialed 911.
I didn't do it. These knuckleheads in Kentucky
okay.
did it.
Spit
it out.
My brain says no.
Anyways, these two guys, they one of them ends up butt dialing 911, and they're sitting there talking the whole time about a drug deal that they are going to schedule. They've got it scheduled. They're setting
it
up.
Wait a minute. Okay, so they have the drugs and they're taking them somewhere, or they're meeting somebody to buy drugs?
Something, both, probably. It's a drug. All that I could really find is that they described the drug deal. They weren't specific on the type or who, what, when, how, whatever. That's not stuff you're going to find on the internet to begin with, but just the fact that they butt dialed 911 and talked in length and detail about the deal going down. And basically, at that point, I can just picture the person on the other end of 911 dispatch with a pen and paper just going, where did... So that's where you're going. Oh, we've been trying to crack this case for months. Thanks, click. And then there, everybody's thinking hunky-dory when they get there. And all of a sudden, whoop, whoop, freeze, please. Ah! How do they find out?
Well... I think I heard a similar story, but they were arrested at the gas station they were at, but I don't think it was in Kentucky. I heard something about it. Maybe my information is wrong. I heard about the
butt... It could be a different case.
Yeah, same thing. They ended up dialing 911 of all places, but they didn't even make it out of the Chevron parking lot they were in where they were getting gas to meet up to go buy the drugs, then to go sell them because they had... They wanted some for themselves, but then they wanted to go buy more, and they had also stolen some. So it was like three things in one, and they busted them while they were standing there pumping gas, still talking about it.
Talking about instant karma.
Yeah. You don't even get... God's like, ding, your time is up.
Right. No freedom for you, you're stupid. Dumb criminals.
Really? How...
I mean, especially if that's two separate stories, how dumb do you have to be to not realize?
If you're going to be talking about that with, I don't know, maybe I'm a little bit of a weird person, but if I was to do that or even like think to plan that, I wouldn't be having like a cell phone or a computer around me. Just because I would be one of those paranoid people going,
conspiracy
they can
theorist.
Hear me through my phone.
Conspiracy.
They're watching me through my iPhone.
You're a total conspiracy theorist.
That I am.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And you married me.
Well, speaking of drugs, I found this to be absolutely hilarious. So, in Canada... In Canada, eh?
Oh, Lord, I'm not even trying that one.
So... In Canada, apparently their marijuana laws or restrictions or leniency or what have you is obviously different than here in the States, because it made news that this was actually three women in a car were celebrating the first day of school.
I heard about this one.
By smoking pot in their car. Away from the school a little bit. They weren't that far away. I mean, the cop literally comes up to the door and rolls it down, and he can tell that they've been smoking. I mean, it... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and that's how they were celebrating their kid. Basically, from my understanding of the story, is the moms, after they dropped their kids off, like you were saying, they went about a mile up the road away from the school, and they sat in the van just basically... getting high because they're basically free all day until their kids get out of school because they're stay-at-home moms.
Yeah, and quote, this is the officer speaking, she did admit to smoking a joint and tried to excuse it away by saying her and some of the other moms this morning had a celebratory joint celebrating that the kids were back in school. And the article goes on to say, once officers smoked out that the mom had indeed smoked out, a drug recognition expert was called to the scene to conduct a sobriety test on the women, according to the Canadian broadcast company. The expert confirmed the marijuana-toking mom was sober enough to drive and issued her a warning ticket for speeding in a school zone. She got pulled over for going too fast in a school zone. Come to find out, she's high. And the cops are like, oh, it's okay. We understand, eh? That was more Mexican than it was Canadian.
I was about to say that. You need to practice on that one.
I guess so. But anyway, I mean, it's just like...
Oh, here, if that would have happened here in California, oh my God, can you imagine?
CPS, you're going to jail, you lost your kids, there's a fine, your car's impounded. And that's here in California where it's semi-legal.
Yeah, exactly. That's...
They just got away with a... Don't do it here, go home and do it at home, okay?
Yeah, basically do it in the privacy of your own home where people can't stop you, pull you over, so on and so forth.
What's this all about? Oh, you're smoking marijuana. Okay. Well, just go home. Well, that's a really big blunt.
So my only question is, did one of the moms roll it before, and then once they dropped all the kids off, they're all like, okay, we're meeting here at this time. Okay, so the kids got to be to school at 8:15. So at 8:15, we're going to make sure they're out and where they're supposed to be. And then from there, we're going to drive. So... 8:15. We're gonna go 8:30 latest. If you're not there, we start without you. Okay. We gotta do this. We gotta be done by 8:45. I have Pilates at 9.
Oh Lord, have mercy. Oh my goodness.
I just think that would be hilarious. But think about it. Maybe it's because I'm a mom, and for the most part, I do take the kids to school, but you do too.
Yeah.
But imagine it. Be like me being the stay-at-home mom, and be like. Calling you here in California, because here in California I'd be going to jail. It's that simple. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about
it. Well, hell, if you're okay, you know I like it. I like to smoke. I used to. I haven't in almost 3 years. But if you were doing that, I'd be like, man, why didn't you call me?
Because one of us has to bail the other one out.
I guess that makes sense. Just don't drive like an idiot.
I won't be. I promise.
Uh huh. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, moving on. So,
my turn. It's my turn. Don't give me that look. I smack the look off of your face.
Oh, Lord.
I smack at you later.
I'm not Jewish.
No, you're not. That's very true. Your name... Never mind. I won't say that. Our daughter says that all the time. So, I came across an article. And, man...
Across.
A man in Georgia.
Oh, shoot. In Georgia?
In Georgia.
Got Georgia.
Walks out of
mind.
His house to see an armadillo.
An armadillo?
An armadillo, yes.
An armadillo?
No. Stop. I'm not going to be able to get through this without laughing if you do that the whole time.
Armadillo.
Anyways.
Armadillo.
So he goes
armadillo.
Back in his house.
Armadillo.
Grabs his gun.
I'ma get that varmint.
Yep, exactly. Comes out, shoots the armadillo.
Hey, why'd you shoot the armadillo? It did nothing to you.
It bounced off its shell.
Ooh.
And traveled through the fence, in through the back door of his mother-in-law's trailer, and shot her.
I'ma get you, varmint. Pow. Ow. What
come
the heck?
To find out what happened
what
is it
tarnation?
It did end up killing the armadillo, but it still did bounce and ricochet off of it. I'm like,
how did it kill the armadillo? Was it from the shock force or the amount of inertia that hit the armadillo? Or was it, I mean, if it bounced, that means it didn't penetrate unless it did and it hit, went through and through, but went at an angle, hit the ground, and flew out of the armadillo another way.
You know what? It doesn't give specifics in the article. The what it does give specifics on is the mother-in-law was 74 years old.
You shot me!
She was taken to the hospital.
Oh, Lord, you shot me!
Her injuries were minor. Nothing left life-threatening.
Billy Red, Steve Bob, I told you not to be out there shooting varmints! No, leave them armadillos alone.
What's funny is you just said that, and that's exactly what it says here.
Really?
Oh, Lord.
What exactly? Read it word for word.
You used a name. They don't have a name in here. But it says, why are you out shooting at varmints and whatnot?
Ha ha!
I told you not to.
I told you to leave them varmints alone. Why y'all always gotta be out there shooting stuff?
Oh, I think that's hilarious,
good
though.
Good lord.
I'm like, seriously? Really? You just said what it says word for word. Oh, lord.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of animals, did you hear about the dog that stabbed its owner with a knife?
No.
Yeah, this is...
That was kind of quiet for a while. I had to think about that. Could you tell my brain was like, what? I'm like, hold on. My brain had to replay that in your voice in my head, so I made sure I heard you right.
You had the look of Scooby going, ruh-roh.
Maybe.
So, this happened in Colorado. A woman's retriever.
A golden retriever? A lab retriever? What kind of dog? A big dog? A small dog? A little dog?
It's a medium dog? Medium, large-ish dog. Anyways, kind of looks like a chocolate lab, but not quite.
They're so pretty.
They are.
More but black or more brown?
More brown.
Yeah, maybe
but,
not.
But this one is... This is a vicious one.
It's a vicious one.
Yeah, this is the one that you take with you when you walk through gang territory.
Gotcha.
You wanna fight? I'm gonna shake you, fool. Stab!
So it... Was it a he or she, do you know?
It was a girl dog.
Okay, so she stabbed her owner. Wait a minute. First off, one, how is a dog getting a knife?
Apparently, according to the owner, the dog thinks it's a game and will jump up onto the counter and pull a knife out of a knife block and run away with it so the owner will chase her. It's almost the way that she's explaining this. It seems like the dog was getting irritated that she wasn't playing. She's like, bitch, play with me, shank. Right in the arm when she went to... try and take it away is when the dog stabbed her. And here's the thing. She went to the hospital. Nobody believed that it was a dog that did it. Because if you saw the picture. I showed it to you earlier.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. That was from a dog?
That was from a dog.
No way.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
See? That was a dog did that with the knife. When she went to try and take it.
Well, they need to stop training their dog to try to cut steak. That's all I have to say.
The cops interviewed her and didn't believe it and started questioning her husband suspecting domestic violence that her husband stabbed her. Nope. It was the dog.
How did they prove it wasn't the husband?
It was or was not?
Was not.
The husband denied it and the wife denied it.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's not true. Most people who are in abusive relationships will deny it. And so will the man.
Well, obviously.
So I don't believe that.
Well, from what I found, they swabbed for DNA and stuff from the knife that was used, and sure enough, there was dog saliva on the handle.
My water bottle just popped.
I was going to say, I was like, no, I'm in shit! I'm dying. I'm not an armadillo, I won't bounce.
Not even going there right now. Nope, it's not happening. So they actually proved the dog stabbed her. They need to learn to hide their knives better or further back on the counter or put them somewhere in a closed cupboard where the dog can't get to them.
Right.
Because if the dog does that all the time...
I'm gonna stab you!
That lady's gonna end up in the hospital so many times unless she learns how to get the dog to calm down. They need to train that dog. How old's the dog? Did it say?
2 years old now.
Okay, so it's just coming out of the puppy stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to work with that dog. See, knife? Knife bad. Knife does this. Psst.
So you stabbed the dog to teach him a lesson? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I meant.
That's what you just mimed. See, bad stab.
Yip, yip, yip. It's almost like with kids. So you teach them stuff's hot. You show them the warmth, but not... Not like stab the dog to where it bleeds, but show it that it's sharp. Because if you take the knife on the end of, say, the dog's nose, it touch it and poke it, they're going to feel how sharp it is. And their natural reaction will be to jerk away.
I'll take your word for it. I've never had that
Let's
issue.
Let's try it on the cats.
No, I've never had that issue.
No.
Speaking of cats.
Yes, we have two.
Yes, we do.
They're black.
But there's also a man who accidentally, I don't know how...
The way... The look on your face doesn't seem like it's accidental.
I don't buy it. But
you don't buy it.
But the article says that the man accidentally eats a pot brownie and calls the family cat a bitch.
And that's it?
That's the headline. Man accidentally eats pot brownie, calls cat a bitch.
But that's it? Seriously?
They went on to say that... Well, he was saying that there were brownies that were in the car, and it was his daughter-in-law. I mean, you can kind of piece it together. The daughter-in-law is in her mid-20s. But first of all,
I could see him more turning to his wife, going, "You're a bitch."
Either that, or he had a psychotic break and was just going, "No, cat, leave me alone. You're a bitch, bitch."
Okay, we need to stop with the language.
English.
You know what I mean. Don't make me reach across this table and smack you. We'll get it on the thing on air where it sounds just like.
You wish.
Get close enough. I will do it to you right now.
Bring it on, Tiny. Anyways, I thought that was hilarious. It was just something small and short to mention because that was kind of funny. First of all, how do you accidentally eat a pot brownie? They kind of have a very distinctive taste. First of all, they're not very good.
Honestly, I don't know. Never had one. I've had ice cream, and it don't taste like it.
Well, okay, for the people who make them with the bud in, like, the
leaves. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They don't taste very good. I mean,
well,
yeah,
then
they
you don't know
taste
how to.
Like...
You don't have a good enough person who knows how to make pot brownies. I can make those things good, and you don't taste it, and there's no chunky.
How do you know?
I know how to make them.
How do you know?
Because when I was younger, I was dumb. Oh, that was like 16 years ago.
Yeah.
I made them for my friends.
Oh. And they're telling you there's no chunks or nothing?
I asked how it was, if it was good or not, and they were like, "These are the best brownies I've ever had that had pot in them. No crunch." Yeah, no chewing and going, "Ew, I think I got a leaf stuck in my teeth."
No, I've had that happen.
No.
And that's why I'm saying they're not very tasty. I mean, it covers up the taste of the plant, but it's still not the greatest thing in the world.
You just have to know how to make them.
It's distinct on their flavor. Anyways, let's go to the next one.
The next one?
Yeah.
Guess what the next one is.
I don't know. You tell me.
The next one is kind of a teaser. What you're going to be doing that I get a videotape.
We're there already?
We're there already. You've been talking for a long time. I'm kind of tired of hearing your voice.
Oh, rude.
Rude. Whatever. I do what I want.
Okay, Cartman. So, I don't know if you have heard of this, but there is a chip.
A chip?
It's a chip.
One as in singular or multiple?
Well, no. Well, they made more than one, but when you buy it, you only get one.
What's the point in buying one chip?
It is the hottest tortilla chip on the planet.
My butthole just puckered.
So, the name of the company is Pacui or Pacui or something to that nature. It's spelled Pacui. They have a challenge. If you can eat this chip and you can submit it online, I think, I don't think it's a prize, but you just get, you know, credit for eating the world's hottest chip. The packaging for this is a small red coffin. Inside is one chip that is seasoned with the Carolina Reaper pepper. It is the hottest pepper on the planet, outdoing the ghost pepper by quite a bit.
So what they're basically saying is after you eat this chip, be prepared to have a casket ready because I'm going to bury you. That's what it says to me.
I hope not.
Basically, you eat this chip, you die. So make sure you have all your affairs in order. Because if you die, guess what? You cannot sue us.
Write out my final will and testament.
Yeah, please do. That way I'm prepared.
Well, okay, so we will, as soon as I can get my hands on one, because they're currently sold out, and I can't find it anywhere near me, I'm going to order one of these, and we will record it, and we'll post the video to our Instagram and to our Facebook page for you to view.
And make fun of him for being crazy and eating the hottest chip in the world.
Oh, I hope... I might pay for it later, too.
Oh, your butt is going to hate you for the next week. It's not going to be just, like, the next day. It's going to be a week long. Your butt and intestines are going to hate you.
So basically, my digestive tract is going to be on a repetitive loop of Johnny Cash. I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Basically, it yeah.
Down.
You're going to...
flames came.
What's going to happen is you're not going to be sitting on the toilet seat. You're going to be lifting up the lid and sitting in the toilet to take a number two.
Lift off in T-minus 3, 2, 1.
All I know is this much. After the week you eat that chip, you are not sleeping in bed with me. You might fart and catch the bed on fire.
Flaming asshole. Literally. Get it on fire extinguisher. Hot. I need a bidet.
Remember how you prefer, like, I prefer to take those number twos at home? You're going to be wishing you're at home every time you go, because it's going to sound like a 5-year-old screaming in the bathroom.
Oh, God, I hope it doesn't hurt me or anything like that bathroom-wise.
Okay, did you just say that? Really think about that.
Yes, but here's why. If I have to be at work... Granted, I'm by myself for a good portion of the day, but still, I don't want to have to be back in 5 minutes, tying on the door all day long. It's just walk out of the bathroom and, ooh, no, I can't.
Oh, your body's going to hate you. Your body isn't prepared for that.
The
body isn't mentally prepared for you to do that to itself. It's almost like
you mean
the
mentally?
One.
My body doesn't have a mental capacity. My brain has a mental capacity.
You know what
capacity.
I mean. Anyways. But what I'm saying, it's almost like I seen a video of the a lady.
Is this the one
black
who goes,
woman?
Yeah, so she's the one that goes, look at this little cherry. It's so cute.
That's
not a cherry.
And then bites it, and she's chewing it about the third chew. She's screaming, it's hot. She pulls out her weave and she's dumping like... ice water into her mouth. First off, people, if you ever eat anything hot, do not dump ice water. That only intensifies it. Get a milk product or a tortilla or something.
Honey.
Oh. Yes, dear.
No, use honey.
Oh. Don't be getting all frisky with me at the mic. Don't be doing that to me.
What the hell are you talking about?
You don't call me honey. You call me babe.
Or dear.
You rarely ever call me honey.
Hence, you should have known I wasn't talking to you.
I thought you were making me feel special for a moment. See, guys, he loves you more than me. Be lucky. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to record this. My reaction, and I've done hot foods before. My wife can attest to this. I've eaten sauces that have ghost peppers in them. I can do it with a straight face, but I saw big boys, big tough guys eating these, and they're tearing up, like, just uncontrollably tearing up and crying.
What we'll have to do is post, maybe see if we can get a couple of the videos and post them onto the Facebook page after yours, just like in the comments area, so they can see the other videos of the other people, at least a couple.
Well, they can go to the dang website. And look at...
Well, make it easy. Customer friendly, honey.
This is a free show!
Be nice! I work with customers all day. You do too.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And you get paid for that. This is free.
It doesn't matter. They're listening to us. They are our audience.
Okay. Whatever. I suppose.
Thank you, dear. That's what your butt's going to sound like.
I know. All right, enough bathroom talk for an evening. We actually have something that brings us back to last week's episode. Do you remember the guy from Florida that turned himself in after he killed his imaginary best friend?
Yeah, the crazy psycho dude from Florida.
Well, we're taking a trip back to Florida.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, who killed their imaginary best friend this week?
They didn't. They didn't kill anybody. Though they, again, goes back to being on meth. The headline reads, Florida man, high on meth, cuts off genitals, feeds them to alligator.
Oh, Lord. Oh, I'm sorry.
Apparently.
No matter how high I am, there will never be a day that I take a knife to my boobs and cut them off. That's just a no. Why? And it's a man. Yeah. That's like his pride and joy. Those are his family jewels,
well,
you know.
Didn't...
Was there not that much to cut off?
Maybe not. Who knows? But you didn't really listen. It said that high on meth, man cuts off balls. Or genitals were the exact words used. I don't know how colloquial they are when they write headlines. I don't think they're going to go, dude cut off its nuts and fed it to a gator. What?
That would actually be more interesting.
That's more like a TMZ headline.
They would get more, that would get everybody to go, what? Well, I'm sorry. Press rewind. We all have TVs that can rewind. Press the rewind button. I got to hear that one more time to make sure I haven't lost my mind today.
Fed gator his balls.
Oh, Lord.
So here's the deal. It was a 52-year-old man.
Sounds like there was 52 of them. Okay,
yeah.
That explains why.
No. 52-year-old man from Tavares in Florida's Lake County. He is in intensive care after he was seriously injured during what has been described by investigators as a 5-day binge on methamphetamine. According to reports by local media, the victim, I won't say his name, for...
privacy reasons,
yeah.
But you can look this up online yourself if you want to know his name.
Oh, yeah. It came from the BostonLeader.com. His neighbors approached the guy and they could see he was clutching his groin region, which seemed to be soaked in blood. One of the neighbors asked him what he'd done. It goes on to say, he told me he'd hurt himself badly, and he asked me to call for help.
Wait a minute. How did the neighbors even know he was hurt? Did he screech in pain? Was there like a, oh shit, I just cut off my stuff, and I think I've made the worst mistake of my life? Well, either way, it's the worst mistake. He's in intensive care.
It says, quote, the neighbors found him writhing on the ground in pain outside his property.
Oh, yeah, he was screaming like a little girl.
Ah, my balls! My cruel world, but... Anyways, the paramedics were soon on the scene, and Mr. So-and-so, he was rushed to a nearby hospital, where he remains in critical... If I could speak tonight, good Lord!
What'd you have to drink without me?
Wouldn't you like to know? Moving on. Or continuing on, rather... He's in critical condition as a result of severe blood loss. Investigators were unable to interview the guy due to his injuries. So they turned their attention to a 28-year-old woman who had been living with him at the property, who the investigators believed to be his girlfriend. So a 52-year-old guy is shacked up with a 28-year-old woman. The only way that falls into place is that dude, she's a meth addict too. Or he's really rich.
Maybe he has good game.
Really? A guy who cuts off his own genitals has got game? Hey, dude. Baby, you want to see a good time? Come watch this slice. Eat this, Gator.
Oh, Lord. You can't use the name Gator. That just isn't okay with me right now.
Well, they actually spoke to the quote-unquote girlfriend, and the woman stated on the day of the incident that the guy had smoked up. He done smoked up the rest of our supply of meth, and then he acted real weird.
She just said our supply.
Yeah.
Hence, guess who's a meth addict, too.
Oh, yeah, she is, too. Well, remarkably, he seemed quite calm as he began cutting, according to the girlfriend. I was the one screaming and begging him to stop.
Oh, my God. How? No. Mm-mm. I'm picturing this, and it's very easy for me to do because I have a very great, a really great imagination.
Why would you
at that same point in time, I cannot see somebody just knife in hand, thing in the other, and just going do until it's disappeared. Is it like all at once? Is it one quick swipe? Is he sawing through it with a little serrated knife? What the heck?
It doesn't say, but it said that once he was done, as soon as he had finished cutting, he jumped over the back of the fence and ran away, she said, explaining that she decided to flee the property in case the guy returned and attacked her.
So then where does the gator come in? If they're saying he fed him to an alligator, somebody had to have witnessed that.
Well, apparently the property that they live on runs alongside a canal.
Uh-huh.
It's actually behind his property.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, quote, in his hand, he's holding his genitals. We believe at this point he spots an alligator on the opposite side of the canal, and he flings his genitals in that direction. In the video, which investigators have refused to release to the media, the gator is alleged to quickly pounce on the guy's genitals and consume them.
Lord.
And then there's a quote that says, there's no chance whatsoever of recovering them, stated an investigator, that the guy, in addition to a long recovery ahead, also faces drug-related charges. Given what has happened in this case, we believe there's a slim chance of him abusing meth in the future, commented one investigator.
I think it's more likely for him to do it now, because, one, he's going to be on testosterone the rest of his life. He just cut off every...
The production of his
testosterone. Yeah, exactly. He's not ever going to have any sexual gratification again in any sort of way.
Oh, he might.
At least... Unless he wants to play a girl and use a you-know-what.
He didn't cut... No, he cut off his testicles. He didn't cut off his...
Oh, yeah. I thought it was everything.
No.
No, just baby,
the boys.
Just the baby producers. All right.
Just the beanbag.
Just the beanbag.
Not the porch.
Gotcha. Okay, so that makes...
Still.
Yeah,
either... Every single guy I know is listening to this, including myself, going...
I think you guys at that point in time rather be kicked in the balls than have them cut off.
Kicked?
Yeah. You rather have me as hard as I can kick you in the balls than to ever get high enough to go, hey, I don't need these no more.
Slice. But, Gator, you look hungry. Eat these. Woo, here you go.
I'm really curious to see that video. I want to see the video now. They can't say they have a video like that and then not release it.
I mean, good Lord. I got nothing. I mean, it's funny, but at the same time, I'm horrified. Just going, why? Why?
It's because you're a man and you see those as very, very...
In my prime joy. Sorry, I just butchered a Stevie Ray Vaughan song. Sorry, everybody.
Yes, you did. I just can't see... ads. No. Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Is this a good place to stop then? You're a little too grossed out.
And it's not that I'm grossed out. I just don't get how you can get that high to cut off your own genitals.
That's a lot. It's a lot.
That's not high. That's called your body is in such an overdose that your brain is frying and it's killing your electrical connectors to one another. That's what that is.
Talk about a buzzkill.
I know, sorry. Medical
problem. All right, well, that seems like a good place to stop. If you guys actually have any stories, articles, or things that you find funny, you can actually submit them to us. Apparently, I've inhaled too. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, it's supposed to go ding dong.
What? What ding dong?
Ding dong. You're the ding dong.
You're a ding dong.
I am not the ding dong. You're the ding dong.
Anyways, if you've got any articles or stories that you find funny, you can submit them to us, and if we find ones that we like, we will feature you in the show, and we'll totally give you credit. We'll shout you out, your Twitter handle, your Instagram handle, Facebook, or if you're just a guy named Bob and say, here's my story, we'll go, hey, Bob, thanks for the story.
What is up with you and the name Bob here recently?
I don't know. But you can submit it to The Laughing Matters Show, all one word, at gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at The Laughing Matters Show and on Instagram at laughing_matters_show.
That's a lot of...
Hey, if they want, they can submit it all to us. And when we do the recording for the Packy Challenge, we'll announce it, and then we'll post it on Facebook, and we'll put it on our Facebook page, and we'll put it on our Instagram page. That way, everybody can see it and laugh along as I cry like a little bitch.
That you will. And then later, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, this is for the 18 above. I will voice record him screaming for your listening pleasure too.
Oh God. Well, for everyone here at Laughing Matters, this has been Laughing Matters. I am Ryan McLemore.
I don't know, who am I tonight?
Oh Lord have mercy.
I'm Tabitha.
Remember, folks, Laughing Matters. Peace.